Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday. It's game one of the World Series tonight in Kansas City, the Giants, the Royals. San Francisco starts Madison Bumgarner, their ace, against right-hander James Shields. Royals have won 8 postseason games in a row, have not been to the World Series since 1985. Giants shooting for their third World Series ring in 5 years. It will be an interesting matchup. The battles of the bullpen could be the key storyline. Royal relievers have a 0.69 ERA. In 39 innings, they've given up 3 runs and they've struck out 33 batters. Now, the Giants starters have a composite 2.47 ERA. San Francisco's bullpen, equally brilliant, 0.96 ERA. In 28 innings, San Francisco's relievers have given up only 3 runs. Royals have had 5 days off. The Giants have had 4 days off. Kansas City's got a 259 batting average in postseason, but they've got 13 stolen bases and 8 home runs in 8 games. Giants are not hitting well. They're batting 244. They've got only 5 home runs in postseason. Be great matchup, too, between the Royals' base stealers. They've pilfered 166 stolen bases this season against Giants' MVP catcher Buster Posey. Game 1 Fall Classic tonight. Couple of other baseball notes. Red Sox have offered their hitting coach's job to longtime Major League DH Chili Davis. Yankees have hired Gary Denbo, Senior Vice President of Minor Leagues. He replaces the departed Mark Newman. Chris Young, the ex-Padre pitcher, named the comeback player of the year in the American League with the Seattle Mariners this season. He went 12-5. And Miami's Casey McGee, third baseman, wins the National League Comeback of the Year award. In football, the Chargers' battered defense won't be able to be on the practice field later today as they get ready to tangle with the Denver Broncos on Thursday night. Cornerback Brandon Flowers under concussion protocol. Coach Mike McCoy defended the handling of Flowers' injury on Sunday, saying he suffered a helmet-to-helmet hit when he collided with running back Jamaal Charles. A referee ordered him off the field for evaluation, examined on the sidelines, did not show any signs of a concussion, cleared and went back in. But a couple of plays later, he came off feeling side effects, was diagnosed then in the locker room with a concussion. He may not play, neither may rookie cornerback Jason Verrett, ongoing shoulder problems. In Seattle, reports are now that wide receiver Percy Harvin challenged star quarterback Russell Wilson to a fight in the locker room in practice last week, accusing him of not throwing the ball to him during games. Wilson responded to questions by the media on Monday, indicating it's no one's business. The locker room is our locker room. Chicago, angry explosion in their locker room after they lost to Miami. Wide receiver Brandon Marshall called out quarterback Jay Cutler and other players, saying it's time the Bears fight with your heart. Raiders coach Tony Sparano, his team is 0-6, says he's tired of Oakland beating Oakland. He means the mistakes. Redskins are staying with Colt McCoy, their third-string quarterback, as the starter. That after benching Kirk Cousins because of 9 interceptions this season. Meanwhile, quarterback Robert Griffin III will go to full practice on Wednesday, of course recovering from a dislocated ankle. Cleveland Browns are struggling to reshuffle their offensive line. Quarterback Brian Hoyer got harassed in a terrible performance in Jacksonville, went just 16 for 41 throwing the football. Bengals, the team seems to be wilting. They got blasted by the Patriots, then they got blanked by the Indianapolis Colts. Carolina coach Ron Rivera is fuming the Panther defense without both of their starting pass rushers, including the suspended Greg Hardy, have given up 195 points in 7 games this season. And New York Jets general manager John Idzik thinks his team pulled off a potential coup with the Percy Harvin acquisition from Seattle. All they gave up was a 6th-round draft pick. Monday Night Football last night, Steelers beat the Houston Texans 30-23. Pittsburgh scored 24 points in 3 minutes in the second quarter. Injury front, not good news. San Francisco, another lineman gone. Starting center Dan Kilgore, fractured leg, gone for the season. Worst news, Washington, linebacker Brian Arapco, gone for the year, and torn pec. Jaguars lose linebacker Paul Polusny. He's gone for the season, torn pectoral muscle. Surgery on Bills running back C.J. Spiller, fractured collarbone, likely gone for the season. Meanwhile, good news in Cincinnati, linebacker Vontaze Burfict has no major neck damage. Colts send wide receiver Reggie Wayne for an MRI on an elbow and an MRI on running back Trent Richardson's hamstring. Giants, another setback. Linebacker John Beeston has re-injured his toe. Raiders have now lost both their safeties. First, it was Tyrone Branch. Now they've lost fellow starting safety Usama Young. He's gone rest of the season, knee injury. Detroit Lions have signed free agent ex-Chicago Bear tight end Kellen Davis. Falcons, who have four offensive linemen out, have signed free agent Bears offensive tackle John Scott. Rams, in a surprise, release wide receiver Austin Pettis. In basketball, out of the Pacific Northwest, former first-round draft pick Robert Swift of the old Seattle Supersonics detained in a massive drug raid in a house in Kirkland, Washington, a house that was used to make meth and heroin packages. They confiscated 26 guns and tons of marijuana plants. Swift has yet to be formally charged but was detained. Good news, Boston Celtics star guard Rajon Rondo, who's missed all of preseason, could be ready to play next week when the season begins. He's coming off a broken hand. The National Hockey League has suspended LA Kings star defenseman Slava Voynov for a bad felony domestic abuse and battery case. Girlfriend suffered significant injuries. Hospital employees called police when Voynov brought the woman in. He was arrested at 3:45 a.m. Monday, held all day Monday on $50,000 bail. Kings and Ducks are off tonight. Top Tuesday night game on the schedule. The Red Wings 3-1-1 meet the Montreal Canadiens 5-1. Decision day in the Oscar Pistorius murder trial. The judge in South Africa will hand down the sentencing verdict in the murder within moments. Prosecutors demanded 10 years prison time for the Blade Runner. Defense asked for lifetime probation, calling him a broken man and a financially broken man. And a sad note in auto racing, NASCAR and NHRA, mourning the passing of Raymond Beadle, three-time drag racing champion. He's the one that dethroned Don the Snake Prudhomme in the 1970s, then became a NASCAR owner and built the Tim Richmond Championship Team. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday.